Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions. My guest today is Ernesto Di Gregorio. He's the founder, owner, president of Ecolift Corporation that distributes, sells, repairs, and refurbishes, remanufactures helicopters. Very specialized area, very successful here in Puerto Rico. In terms of your future, you're sort of positive with respect to your future, but challenges in terms of transition, you're working like crazy, tough to really get yourself away from the business. So what are the challenges you see, 53 years old, you're going looking towards the future in terms of transitioning, of getting support, of having a little bit more time for other things that you want to do? What are your challenges and what have been, you know, if they've been, you've been successful in terms of meeting them, if they've not been successful, where do you see yourself going forward in terms of dreams, in terms of what you want to accomplish with this business?
Well, I would have to say that we're only touching the tip of the iceberg in terms of what this business can do. It is labor intensive. I'm not going to call it a dream. I'm going to call it a major desire to be able to formalize a team, formalize the, you know, the human resources, be able to lead them in the right way. So we achieve those goals. Human resources, as in my case, and I'm sure is equal to many other industries, is probably the most difficult one. And it's finding personnel that and workers, co-workers that understand the mission and are willing to go, you know, the extra mile.
I am putting words in your mouth. Not what, but it seems to me, in terms of a second in command, in terms of finding that vice president that could sort of step in and give you a little bit of leave. You've had trouble finding that kind of person and developing that kind of person. That seems to me one of the things that you're sort of wanting to achieve in the future.
I'd like to have a more balanced team to work in, and I could feel more relaxed to develop or the size of the business. But yes, that's a second in command. I don't really see finding it. You got to have a person that have your own experience and optics of the business. I've been successful in finding various second in commands that each one covers an area,
okay,
but not yet a person that can see what I see.
In terms of your, for example, sometimes you, well, in your children, you have two daughters.
Yep.
Who I've known, I haven't seen for quite a while, but mm-hmm. I know when they were smaller. I couldn't believe, you know, one of course is already kind of in graduate school, not really, but graduate school almost in NYU. The other one is now 11th grade, mm-hmm. Going on. They're too young yet to think about succeeding you in this kind of business. Do you see one of them 10 years from now, 5 years from now, taking over this? Or is that something that you've given some thought to?
I do not see. I stopped fantasizing about that. They're okay. Girls and they have their own thing.
But Valerie, won some prizes in the business,
yes,
in the business world, and she may surprise you.
I hope.
The other one's in nutrition, I understand.
Yeah.
Dietitian, nutritionist, NYU.
Yes.
And I understand you've gotten involved in this whole area of nutrition. Probably influenced her to get involved, right?
Probably, yes. So,
what? Tell us this, which I didn't know. I hadn't talked to you for quite a while. So this is a new area, that you've. So where have you been moving in terms of nutrition and your goals there?
Well. Like anybody that reaches 50, you start,
especially 65,
feeling pains here or feeling problems here and there, and then there's the awareness of how you feed yourself and other things. I've always, my friends know me that I am an avid eater, I guess my nutrition side, it's normal. I I now have a daughter that is studying nutrition and diets, and she's very much into, you know, physics, you know, physical workout, and will benefit from her knowledge soon. But I don't know if I can add to it.
Well, no, it's an area that I've gotten involved with the last 5 years of what I call personal wellness, of much more consciousness in terms of what you eat, and much more consciousness of reducing weight, in my case 40 mm-hmm. almost 40 pounds, and just the importance of personal wellness in order to be a good empresario and be able to take care of your family, etc. Just take care of yourself. And I was kind of, you know, struck that first of all, your daughter has gone off into this field, mm-hmm. and then you, well, everybody takes that role differently. Some people will just eat a little bit better. Some people will, you know, lose weight tremendously. You got involved in some programs that are a little bit more formal, and I thought you'd like to share them with us, but you're free. I know that some of the questions people are there, they get into the personal area, people, if you don't feel comfortable, but I thought maybe you'd want to share your take on what's been good for you in terms of handling this nutritional and the challenges that we all have of personal yeah. wellness.
In order for you to perform and give, you know, the 150% you give to a business, you have to definitely be in a good physical shape. And, in my case, some 3 years ago, I decided to really go into what I call the 50,000 mile check, and I went through a detailed exam of.
That was like a helicopter that's had, what, 15 years?
Yes, without the disassembly. I didn't take anything apart, but I went thoroughly into what I was doing, how I was doing it. I've always been, you know, a sports person, and at the time I was not doing anything else. It was a combination. I also had an accident in a motorcycle in 2008 that forced me to, you know, get into swimming, and that led into.
I was unaware of that accident.
Yes, it was 3 months in a bed without moving.
Wow.
Yes, okay. Anyway, and it was.
Another person I had interviewed, a very good friend, I don't know if you know, Edmundo Rodriguez. You know Edmundo?
Yeah.
You know, Edmundo went through a motorcycle, and it was a life-changing experience, besides leaving the motorcycle forever.
Besides leaving the motorcycle.
But I mean, you know, in a personal point of view, it takes a toll. Yeah. So yeah. You had that, okay.
I had that, and then I started swimming, and obviously awareness of what you eat, how you eat it, combination of, exams and all of that that you should be doing, you know, no matter what.
So, well, you're looking great. So,
thank you.
That's a good thing.
I feel great too.
the only other thing maybe you wanna, you know, I know I'm asking a couple of personal. I usually don't do this, but I don't know.
We're friends enough.
But I know, you know, Ernesto, when he came happily married with a Venezuelan girl, that we had a lot of we got together in the boats got together to eat. Florida stone crabs, and we had some great time, and all of a sudden she just decided she wanted to move back to Venezuela and took the two daughters. So you went through a personal crisis. It must have been tough to keep the business going that you established in Puerto Rico and yet, you know, have this taking place. Was that as tough as I imagine it was?
Probably tougher.
Probably tougher. but you know, one of the good things, you know, in terms of the end result, I know the two daughters then came back to live with you. Mm-hmm. It's been a challenge for you to handle as a single man for most of the time. Mm-hmm. You know, bringing up these two daughters are relatively young. And I want to congratulate you because, not only have you developed an incredible business, which I saw it grow from nothing, absolutely mm-hmm. nothing, to see, you know, to come today and see all these helicopters in your shop, see all these people working all over the place, now the receptionists, to give us coffee, and of course then hearing about how great your two daughters are, and how, you know, both from a business standpoint, how you've expanded, and from a personal standpoint, you know, your wellness and your family life, how you put it all back together. And So I just want to Gonna congratulate you. I think you know you're the kind of person that Puerto Rico needs to to develop you know our business. It's a and it's a very special and business that you've done. So I want to thank you for joining my program. I want to thank you for choosing Puerto Rico, and I want to thank you for being my friend. And best of luck.
Thank you.